Today, from injury standpoint, LaMarcus Joyner was still out today with his hamstring. He's day-to-day. And then John Sullivan was a limited participant. He took part in individuals, and he's been on that rest program, but he's also, you know, we're taking care of him with that groin and just a minor knee, but he should be good to go for the game. Okay.
How Sullivan in that game? I think he played every snap last week.
He did.
Was that quite an accomplishment, or was he pretty good?
Yeah, you know, John's such a tough player. I felt like, you know, just he knows his body. He's done it for such a long time. He felt like, you know, he felt really good going through Friday's practice, and he knew he was going to battle through, and he felt good throughout the course of the game. But I know he was sore afterwards. It was a physical game against an excellent defensive team with the Cowboys. But John played like we expected. Which is at a very productive level, did a great job communicating in the noise. And, he's been a really productive player over his career and continue to come away impressed with his knowledge of the game and his ability to command the calls and communication up front.
How did you sort of evaluate how Michael Brockers did at the end in that last game?
I thought he was excellent. You know, he was a game ball for us, and really, you know, he influenced and affected the game in a lot of ways. You know, some of them that don't show up on the stat sheet, but getting pressure on the, you know, on Dak, forcing him to change his arm angle, make some throws where, you know, it leads to some pass breakups and things like that. But I just think his ability to play with some length, his athleticism, some of those opportunities where he's playing a gap removed from where he was at that nose position gives him some versatility, and he showed up and played like the player that we expected to. And I thought it was also a great opportunity for Tanzel Smart to get some more snaps inside. And like we've said about him over and over, he continues to do all the little things the right way, and he's playing productive football.
Gurley's had more yards every week, you know, from one through four. What would you attribute that to?
Well, I think he's getting better, and I think we're getting more comfortable as an offense and just being able to execute at a high level. He's an excellent football player. Like we've said, any time that you're able to have the success that he's had individually, it is always a credit to him and his teammates. And I think you look at some of the things in the pass game, good protection. Jared's been able to get through some progressions, find him as an outlet or if he was the primary. And when the ball's in Todd's hands, good things happen. I think he's seeing things the right way. Thing that we were most impressed with Todd in the last game was I thought he got stronger as the game progressed. Some of those runs on that last drive, 10, 11-yard runs where he's moving the chains, keeping the clock running, running through some arm tackles are what makes Todd special. And we expect to see the same thing moving forward.
And in the passing game, getting him more involved, is that a result of seeing how he's handled it through the first couple of weeks, or is that a schematic change that's been more involved in the passing game each week as well?
You know, I think we just try to find ways to, you know, get players in good situations and try to put them in spots that, you know, kind of, you know, help bring out their strengths. And I think one of the things that you look at with Todd that we've said all along is he's a complete back. You know, he's always been recognized as a very good runner, but now that he's playing a little bit more in some of those known passing situations, watching the way that he's worked throughout the course of the offseason and leading into training camp and now the regular season, he works on it, and he's getting better. He's getting more comfortable, and you can see his ability to make plays has been a big difference for us in a lot of situations.
Just to clarify, Sammy was good to go today?
Sammy was good. Yep, he was feeling better, moving around good. So, you know, I think any time that you get those illnesses, those bugs, hopefully it's just a 24-hour thing, and that's what it seemed like it was with Sammy.
Coach, just how unique a quarterback is Russell Wilson? What do you know, when you see him on film, just – what do you see?
Yeah, you know, really, even since his rookie year, when I was in Washington, we played them in the playoffs and continue to come away impressed with the way that he leads and the way that he continues to compete from the first snap all the way to the end. You can see his players believe in him. He's got a rare ability to create off schedule, and I think he can push the ball down the field. He's accurate in intermediate and short, and you can see he's comfortable staying in the pocket and making accurate throws, and they've got some really good skill players, but there's nothing that that Russell can't do. I think he's rare and special as a leader and really as just a football player, but the main thing that I think is really impressive is that he's got the ability to beat you with his arms or with his legs, and when he scrambles, he does a great job of kind of keeping his eyes downfield, being able to create those explosives. You look at he hits an explosive to Lockett, but then if you give him, you know, the rush lanes aren't consistent and there's an opening, he'll put his foot in the ground, run for a 20-plus yard touchdown, which, you know, he did both of those things just last week on Sunday night. So it's going to be a great challenge. He's one of the better players in this league, and when you have a quarterback that's dynamic like that, it makes it a monster to defend.
Sean, I know you've said before that Tavon can always do more as a receiver, and you're confident that he could do that. Is there any world in which he could be kind of more of a change of pace running back than like a deep threat receiver, or, you know, a receiver down the field?
I think the thing that makes Tavon special is that he can be all of those things, you know, because he is special as a receiver. He's got the ability to track the ball down the field. But when you put him in that home position, he's got natural run instincts. So anytime that you have a movable piece like Tavon is for our offense right now, I think you can expect to see his role continue to grow as he gets more comfortable. And we've got to do a good job of finding ways to put him in those good spots. But last week, you know, to be able to carry the football and do some different things and get us in, you know, there's a second and long, he gets a 14-yard run, puts us back in third and manageable. And then just some of the other things that we've talked about with the jet sweeps, with some of the things he can do as a receiver that we want to continue to get him more involved with. He's very valuable for us, and that versatility serves you well.
As a runner, is that something where you're, you know, constantly designing new ways to I don't know, let him carry the ball, I guess? It seems like things have been changing over these past couple.
Yeah, you know, I think he gives you the ability to do some different things. So you do want to find creative ways to get the ball in his hands. And, you know, I think when you look at some of the things that he's done over the course of his career, he's been special and dynamic with his ability to, whether it's the arounds, whether it's lining up in the home position, these are things he's done before. But I think really for us, it's just about finding ways to get him touches and get him involved in the offense because of what he can do.
Coach, outside of the numbers, what did you learn about your guys having – being down early, kind of a new situation for some of these guys? What do you come away with impressed by just the way that they were able to get it done after not a good start?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that, you know, we came away impressed with was just, especially in such a great atmosphere and environment, going down like we did, and it didn't feel like anybody blinked. And that's what we talk about all the time, being a mentally tough team, try to be our best when our best is required, and, you know, regardless of the circumstances. And I thought our guys did that, and they just kept fighting, they just kept playing the next snap, and that's what it's about. And when you're focused on one snap at a time and not worried about what happened before, but correcting those things, but not letting it affect your ability to move forward, you're going to give yourself a chance. And we got good football players. I think our coaching staff's done an excellent job. And to be able to go and get a big win like that was very important for our team. But it was just one game. And now it's about, let's see if we can follow up a good performance against a great Seattle Seahawks team coming in here with, you know, Coach Carroll, have them ready to go.